You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan, driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout Sales Event is on now. Find great deals on the Nissan Rogue, Qashqai, Kicks, and Sentra online at ScarboroughNissan.com or in person on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
Final hour, Mail It In Friday, brought to you by our friends at sportsmarketplace.ca, the place to buy and sell all things sports. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. Brian Hayes, Mike Johnson, Jamie Noodles McLennan. We are about 26 hours away from the O-Dog. Not walking down the aisle because it's not your traditional ceremony.
Apparently it's supposed to happen in the afternoon, just none of us are invited.
Is he doing the walk-in, though? Like when we're at the reception, is he going to do the walk-in?
Yeah.
You think so?
He's going to be posted up, just hanging out when you guys show up?
I have no idea what to expect.
I feel like this is going to be a very non-traditional situation. Like, he walks in, like, obviously his lovely bride will, you know, this is a big day for her.
They'll be beaming.
Yeah, but I feel like he's going to walk in and be happy, but they're, like, something's going to set him off. Like, something, I don't know what or who, but there could be something. Now, maybe just as simple as the bartender, like, wants to know if Marner's going to sign. You know, it might be something as simple as that.
I could see someone making a comment, but it's all people that he knows.
Right.
Outside of potentially the bar staff.
Yeah, but small town, little community, they'd know how to.
They know
they'd be
up.
Appropriate. They would be asking.
We're supposed to arrive at whatever time and we're going to be there. Is he going to make a grand entrance or is he going to walk through the door with his wife and like his buddies and his parents?
But that's what I'm saying. Will he be waiting at the door? Will it be like a walk in where everyone gets introduced?
You guys should get there first.
You think so? It's not a surprise party.
No, but like have an end. Like they get to walk in.
Surprise, you got married.
Oh, we just happen to be here.
Just jump out from behind the bar.
Like, that would be hysterical. A
surprise wedding.
Wedding
reception.
Yeah. A surprise wedding reception.
Yeah, like if we hired a band.
Yeah, we just completely took over everything.
Like if we actually took over the arrangement.
All the festivities.
Tapping glasses, they had to sing. And
yep.
What other stuff? Like, I don't even remember what you do at weddings. Like everyone's wedding is now like either traditional or like off the rails. Do people still tap glasses or you get
but that's more formal, though. That's when you're at tables and stuff. I don't think this is a table setup.
I want to start.
You're tapping your glass for another drink.
I want to start tap the glass.
We got to do that. Just to see what his reaction is.
You might get a glass thrown at you and start tapping it.
Like, yeah. There have been a lot of people wondering if he's going to be wearing the Maple Leaf alumni jacket at the wedding. I don't believe he is, but I
would.
I wonder.
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, why? He loves that jacket.
He does love that coat. I feel like sometimes, you know, when you have the expectation that it's just going to be crazy, and then he's like the straight and narrow one. Like, I have a buddy who used to be a lunatic, and now he's settled down. And every time people see him, he's like, you know, don't tell those stories. Like,
everyone has a buddy like that.
Right. Like,
Fun Bobby.
Yeah.
Now he's now
my buddy,
not fun
my
anymore.
Buddy Lummer. Lummer from back home, like there's a million Lummer stories, and you see him now, you're like, you remember that? He's like, wipes over
that's
here.
That's in the rear view. Don't bring that one
like,
up.
Yeah, knock it off.
I didn't urinate myself, I swear to you.
Yeah,
don't
like
bring
you,
that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like so you wonder if people are all going to be fired up, and then O walks in and like straight legs.
I could see that. I could see that because I think he's going to be on his best behavior. It's a big night for him and his wife and
well, her
all
family's
the families are going to be there. It's going to be a big day.
You wonder the mix. Like, I've been at a few weddings where, you know, the bride and the groom are fantastic, but the families are complete opposites. So you're wondering, like, how that's going to
I'm thinking
down.
His brother's going to put on a clinic tomorrow night.
Yes.
I've got Ryan O'Neill. I'm going to be watching that cat.
Well, he's a big Jays fan. You know he's going to be talking hockey with us and
yeah, early. I'm expecting a big game.
Projection for first star of the evening.
Yeah.
It's a game seven. I need him acting like it's a game seven.
I was just
going
to say, if there was
treat
like,
it like a game seven.
It's a big night.
Yeah, if there was one potential breakout star tomorrow, it could be Ryan O'Neill.
Could be the grappler, too. Well, the grappler's bringing his beautiful...
friend?
Well, no, girlfriend. And
is the word girlfriend
Well, I don't know if that's
around?
Been used.
Did we just call that
now.
Prematurely?
Oh, I think
apparently.
So.
Apparently. It's out there. It's been used. It's fine. It's fine.
Mr. and Mrs. Grappler will be in attendance tomorrow. So.
What if she had like little oven mitts on, just like him? They both walk through the door.
I think that would be a spectacular maneuver.
Like they both walk through with like oven mitts just, and like, yeah, you know,
set the tone for the
just
night.
Just set the tone. Just grappling people.
Yeah. No, she is. She's very nice. We know her. So
I just honestly, I'm the last to know things. I found out, I think, this morning or late last night what the situation was.
I didn't know
was.
About it until
and
this week either.
And I just said, it's none of my business. I don't care.
He's been grappling around the TSN building. Let's put it that way. And Mullen will be there tomorrow, too. So it'll be a fun night and full updates on Monday. We expect a lot of material come 4 p.m.
We ordered it all next week anyways.
Well, here's the reality. If Marner signs, if they announce the captain, we're starting with the wedding on Monday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. Wedding is
the lead
story on Monday at 4 p.m.
I would argue that both are going to happen either at 7:15 tonight or over the weekend. That, hey, it's going to, like, it'll leak that Austin's going to be the captain and Mitch Marner will sign. Do you think by Monday at 4 o'clock, one of the two is going to happen?
Well, if the CBA matters, that's not till Sunday. So I would say Marner early next week. Yeah.
So Monday, 4
o'clock. I say captaincy, no. He has to come back to Toronto. They got to get everyone, Marner included, in camp. I think captaincy doesn't happen until first home game of the exhibition or after all the exhibition games?
Yeah, I would do it.
Before
I might
the first
do it
real game.
October 1st.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're at home against Ottawa on the Wednesday night. That's when you do it early that week.
I know Dion may not be the most celebrated captain, but did any formal.
That was during the summer. No, he was a full. Rendon was there. Sittler was there. They were all there.
Yeah. I remember he was named it. I just don't remember the whole how it went down.
I was saying it throughout the summer. I was waiting for an email to pop up, you know, special announcement tomorrow, 12:30,
right,
Scotiabank Arena, because that's what they did with Gilmore, I believe it was during the summer. I think Wendell was during the summer. I know Dion was. It was in July or August or whatever. They called the media down.
Right, right.
And all the former captains that are still alive or could make it up were in attendance, and they made a big day out of it. And that didn't happen this summer for whatever reason.
But they'll do it like that. I can't imagine
they should
be just like a little, oh, yeah, here's a press release. He's the captain.
Okay, so then if you take a look at their schedule, like it's
they play too often to
I was just going to say, yeah, then there's a gap between exhibition and the regular season, that those, 1 week.
Those 5 days.
So in there, build it up.
That's when he gets
named. You're going to have, like, that makes more sense from a logistical standpoint. Mm.
If it's Matthews, and I think we all expect that it will be, that opening night when he gets called out, if they do the individual players.
Yes, your captain.
That will be a massive roar. Yeah.
Well, think about
that. That rink is not famous for massive roars, but you know Mike Ross. He's going to be like, your new captain, number 34, Austin Matthews. That place will erupt.
Right.
And if Marner's in the lineup that night, I'll bet you he gets a ton of cheers. Because that, like right now, people would say, oh, I'm going to boo him. You're not going to boo him.
No, he's
if he signs and he gets into camp and he's playing, you're going to be like, I knew you'd get it done.
Yeah.
I knew you wanted to be here. You know, people turn on a dime with the reaction of players. And I think Marner's probably aware of it, but I think he's also aware of how much heat he's taking right now.
Dregs just tweeted out, ongoing discussions. Still too early to call when or if a deal will be made today or this weekend. You said Monday.
Yeah.
There it is.
I think Monday by 4, we're talking about a Mitch Marner
deal.
Feels
imminent then.
Yeah, okay. It seems like maybe it's the final strokes. But like you say, I'm sure there's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
We're screaming and yelling about numbers. You forget when deals get done. There's so many things that, from a legal standpoint. And
we're all excited because camp started.
Yeah.
He's missed one day of picture taking. Like, he hasn't missed anything yet. Like, it feels like it's significant that he's not there, but it's not at all.
Even if the
memory of last year kind of making us get a little antsy.
That's what
but
it is. It's recency bias, and we sat there and watched William Nylander go through this, and people are pissed off because of the result.
He might be signed before they play an exhibition game.
Well, by
before
all
they're
accounts,
back from St. John's.
Like
they don't play until Tuesday.
Right.
Like Tavares, he had a kid. He's not even out there.
He's on mat leave.
Yeah, he's on pat leave.
Do we know? I thought about calling the NHLPA. What are the rights of
a player?
Paternity leave? Because you have them. I know a baseball player took
3 days, I think, you get in baseball.
Is that what you get in baseball?
I believe.
So I wonder what they are. I don't know what the rights are. I mean,
I don't know.
You never have anyone exercise
well,
it. But
is there any point in Tavares going to Newfoundland?
No.
Like, why not stay in Toronto with the kid and enjoy yourself?
It's his
and
first we'll, child.
He didn't go,
too,
right?
Yeah,
first
stay
child.
Home.
No,
stay
I know,
home.
But he could get on a flight tomorrow and go out there.
No. If you're not playing the first game, you have a lot of star power.
I would let him stay for a few days. When I ended my career in Japan, one of my teammates had a kid. We practiced that day. He was on the ice with us. And they were like, Sato's wife just had a kid. I'm like, yeah, but he's over there. And then he came out drinking with us that night. Like, he didn't go see the kid. Like, that was, he was like, through the interpreter,
bonding.
I'm like, but it was like middle of the season. Like, it wasn't, there was no bonding to be done.
He's
like,
not helping anyways at that point.
He's like, yeah, I'll go see, tomorrow. Through the interpreter, he told me, tomorrow, I'll go see the baby.
Well, there you go.
This guy's smoking and having a drink. Yeah. I mean, he was celebrating, technically.
Celebrating and team bonding.
But he was practicing. Like,
was he the captain? He should be the captain with that type of attitude.
He was a gritty,
right-handed. That's a guy you slap the C on.
Oh, the new definition of team first.
He was a stay-at-home, right-handed defenseman who was as wide as he was tall. He was a tank and a good guy. But this guy could smoke a cigarette and drink shochu like you'd never seen before.
You saw the Instagram post of our boy, Affie Barnrat. Over in Thailand, hitting balls with no shirt on.
I didn't know that was him.
I have not seen that.
Find it. It's out there. He is a grizzled veteran.
Not cut.
Milk bag. He's cut. He's worse than I am.
Cut like a bowling ball.
I have a brutal, I have no structure. None. There's no angles.
That can flatter you.
I'm just a circle. And I make this guy look, he makes me look like I'm in shape. I'm Brad Pitt.
I feel like they took it down from Golf TV. It was on
the
Golf TV.
Instagram account,
That's it's tremendous. Gone.
Well, Affie Barnrat, he's a powerful man.
There it is. There it is.
Oh my!
No tarp on.
No
it.
Tarp at the range.
What's the place in Vegas where
Topgolf?
Topgolf.
That's what it was like. He's at a Topgolf.
I think you got to wear a shirt at Topgolf.
In Vegas, you probably shouldn't.
I went to Topgolf in Vegas.
So did I when I was doing the San Jose.
It was cool.
Yeah, it is.
I think they're bringing one to Toronto, aren't they?
It seems like an idea that would do well in Toronto.
But it's so seasonal.
Right. That's you have to have the heaters up all winter, maybe. Yeah. Could you do it?
But it's a cool spot.
He's got no tarp on.
Just working on his game.
I kind of love it.
I
kind of respect that a little bit.
All right, you guys want to get to our rankings here? Where it's the first official day of the NHL camp. Yeah. And we've got 7 Canadian teams. I feel like we're going to be unanimous.
I thought this was easy. I thought there wouldn't be much.
Okay, I'll preface. Once I get going, I'll tell you why.
We'll round table.
But I feel like I may have made a mistake.
Oh, it's fine, man. Let's be honest. This list is going to move a lot over the course of the season.
It will be, especially if some of these RFAs don't get signed. In Winnipeg, we just saw, Buff leaving for personal reasons. Winnipeg could be in trouble if they don't.
I had a difficult time. That was the one team that I moved up and down multiple times.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. We'll start from the top, and I'll move down to the bottom. I've got Toronto as the cup favorite in the country. I think Winnipeg has held that mantle the past couple of years. I think Toronto is definitively the best team in the country. I really do. I put Winnipeg, too, but I am concerned about them. Lots of turnover there. Like you mentioned, the back end.
Yeah.
I thought long and hard about putting Montreal at 2.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I got Montreal at 3. I think I look at Carey Price, who I expect to have a great year, a full year of Weber.
Yes, Weber.
They got Pace, which surprised me last year, but they got kids coming too.
Yeah.
I think that Suzuki can play, Paling can play.
Team and,
I got Calgary at 4. I think Calgary is going to take a step back. I think they're going to be a playoff team in that division, but everything went right for them last year. Lindholm was spectacular. Obviously, Tkachuk, and we'll find out what's up with him.
Yeah.
Their goaltending terrifies me. And I think Giordano had a career year. We all love Giordano. He's still going to be a great player, but I don't think he's going to win back-to-back Norris trophies.
Right.
He's my age. He's 36. I think he's probably going to take a bit of a step back. I got Calgary at 4. I got Vancouver 5. Edmonton 6. And I think Ottawa 7 probably around the table.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my unanimous picks are Toronto 1, Ottawa 2. Those are Ottawa dead last, like that I knew.
Locked in the bookends?
Yeah.
The middle, it can fluctuate a little bit, but that's where I'm at.
See, when I did this, I thought, well, this will be easy because it'll basically be repeating each other. I thought it'd be almost, there's not much to distinguish.
Right.
Apparently there is, because you took a departure right away from me. So I'm with you. I also have Toronto as the best team in Canada right now. I just think this year specifically, contractually, Tyson Barrie, all those different things, everyone's going to be here. I think they're the best team. To me, the one decision I felt I had to make, we're talking about best teams, it was Calgary-Winnipeg. Which one of those teams is going to be better? Now, I'm with you. Calgary had everything go right last year.
Right.
But the one thing that could help them, I know goaltending's scary for you, for everyone. The fact that Cam Talbot's more like the backup there. Like, I think David Riddick should have played more last year. He was the better goalie.
Right.
So if he just plays more because now there's no real challenger to to the net, they're better. So I have them at two, taking a step back, but still two. Winnipeg, taking a step back, but still, I think, pretty good team. Three. Montreal, I watch them, I cover them an awful lot. My bottom three teams, the same as yours. They're not going to change. They're not going to spend any time on them. I think Vancouver is going to push to be just outside the playoffs. Edmonton growing, Ottawa rebuilding. Montreal, to me, though, yes, Carey Price figured it out, and that's why they're a threat. He played great in the last 4 months. You said he was going to the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember doing hits with you in December. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's been like 18 months of kind of less than great play. You're like, no, he's good.
Time.
So he's good. Same like Calgary, what you might not have noticed, though. How many forwards on that team had career years last year?
Domi,
even Drouin, Tatar, Gallagher, all across the board, all had career years. Deneau, are they all going to do it again? I don't think so.
No, they won't.
So, you know, Kotkaniemi could be better. That's why I had them below those other teams. They just had so much go right for them. So I thought it was going to be slam dunk. Toronto first.
Yeah.
Calgary-Winnipeg discussion. Montreal locking at four. Except
no, I got Montreal.
You
threw me off.
I feel like I misunderstood the Grappler's text because I went on points.
Oh, who's going to get the most points?
That's why I had Calgary at one.
Because in that they had division.
That division, 107 points last year. Yeah, they're going to have regression, but how much? And I felt like the Leafs on paper are the best team in the country, but I still believe that they're going to battle for points given their division, given you know how strong the goaltending is. So I had the Leafs at two. I had Calgary at one just based on, I agree, there's going to be some regression there, but that team is pretty much the same team minus James New, who scored six goals.
Right.
You know, and you got Cam Talbot as your backup, who's actually going to challenge Riddick, I think, for some nets. So I misunderstood. I thought points. So I apologize, but if I had to, I would flip it. So I went Calgary-Toronto.
Yeah.
I went Winnipeg 3. Because
Winnipeg scares you, though. Don't they a little bit?
But you know what? Yeah. There's so much in the flick of a, overnight or in an hour, Chevy could announce that Connor signs, Laine's on a bridge, and Buff's coming back mid-camp. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the core's there, and they're talented. That Roslovic, I think, has got a chance to be a decent player there. Like, they've got some players. So I think Winnipeg is just there, like, as a team that's very
they're solid.
Elite.
Not as good as they were.
Montreal was my locked-in four. I think Montreal is solid because they're above Edmonton, Vancouver, and Ottawa. So I had them as four. I chose Edmonton.
You got Edmonton over Vancouver?
Yes, because of one guy, Connor McDavid. That's
I thought I said Dave Tippett.
Tip would be. That's the thing. New coach, new system. I may be in the minority of this, but I think Kenny Holland created a lot of competition within that team by signing, like almost filling out kind of like the bottom of the roster. Granlund and guys like that, Yurko. Like, there's some players that, they're NHLers. Riley Sheehan. Like, they had such bad depth last year that some of those guys, Archibald, like, was a 12-goal scorer. They added a couple 12-goal scorers. They got nothing outside of those two top players last year. So Vancouver can take a step. I struggled with Vancouver or Edmonton. As your 4 or 5, it really, and then I
Ottawa 7.
I put Ottawa. It is what it is.
Yeah, so, everyone knows Ottawa. I think,
and that's okay because they're trying to do.
They are who they are. Yeah. They're going to plug along,
and they're going to challenge. I still think Ottawa is going to give people tough nights. You may sleep on them a little bit. They added some veterans to that core and all that, but. Based on paper and that of that group,
They're clearly
going to be there. So.
I'm going to throw you for a loop then.
So you went to the points line. How many of those seven teams are going to make the playoffs?
Four. I think Montreal can make the playoffs. I think Montreal can make the playoffs.
Toronto, Calgary, Winnipeg, Montreal.
But I also believe that Florida's going to make the playoffs. Like I'm really concerned about the East.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be
someone's got to fall out.
I looked last night long and hard. Who outside of Ottawa? Who is the weakest team? People say Detroit. People say Buffalo. Well, there were some moving parts there. I know Detroit didn't do much, but Buffalo got better. Now, Buffalo's still Buffalo, but at some point, maybe it clicks there. New coach again. Like,
yeah, Jersey way better. The Rangers made a ton of changes.
The Phillies, Rangers, like, Scott.
But I don't think that division's very good.
The Metro.
Metro, I don't think is very good.
I think
Washington's going to get there.
But they're going to be tough teams, though. That's what I'm saying. There's not easy nights in the National Hockey League, but there are games where you should absolutely win, where you feel like on paper you should win. In the East, 13 out of 15, or what is it, 16 teams. Pretty much 13 out of 16, I thought, got better or stayed the same if they were really good.
Carolina scares me. They might fall out.
Yeah, Carolina.
They're goaltending.
Yeah. But they still got talent. You know, Columbus, I think everyone expects to fall off.
Right. But how far?
I think the Islanders are going to take a step back. You talk about a team where, you know, it was dump and chase, yep. Barry Trotz, goaltending.
Yep.
Everything worked for them. Now they've had goaltending turnover.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But I like Varlamov way better than I like Leonard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but last year, Leonard, the fact is he put up good numbers.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean Varlamov can't do it, but. You know,
you're right.
I think they take a step back. New York, I'm still not convinced the Rangers are a playoff team. I'm not convinced the Devils are a playoff team.
I'm not suggesting playoff team. I'm just saying tougher to play against. Like easy.
But in that division, the only team I'm willing to put money on is Washington.
Not Pitt.
No. I'm not convinced they're a playoff team.
With that group that they're going up against. That's the thing. Like, they got to beat out Jersey, Philly, Rangers. I think
they'll probably
because
get
of that
there,
group.
But,
if they were in the Central, we have that conversation. But given that they're in the Metro.
They're in the Atlantic. They're having that conversation.
Yeah, but given that they have to be top three of that group, I think it's pretty...
Safe money, you think?
Did you read the Evgeny Malkin article?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff on The Athletic. Rob Rossi did it.
Yeah.
But if that guy comes back, he was 80... Was he more than a point a game last year in his what he was called?
We had a Jerry said he's in... To me, he's getting 90 points.
I think he will, too. Yeah. But, you know, it's him, it's Sid. They've got, you know, Gensel and other guys. But
can Galchenyuk pull his head out of
exactly.
his...
Exactly.
You know,
Matt maybe, Murray, can he give you 60 starts and actually really dig in and grind? Yeah.
There's a lot of question marks there, for sure.
For the first time in a long time.
But that's and I also said this, Johnny. Do you believe that one of these teams that has a new coach is going to get that new coach bump?
I don't think coaches make that much of a difference.
How many times is the first-year coach?
Trotz,
yeah.
A year
no, Trotz, of course, is being that. Well, he won Coach of the Year for his bump. Like that was coach related.
Patrick
he changed
Wah.
How they
like,
played.
How many of these Coach of the Years that we've had? They all get Coach
of the Year because their goalies have these like crazy year heater runs.
Yeah,
well, Bob Florida. Hartley and Patrick Wah and all these guys, and they're fired a year later because their teams aren't that good.
But I just feel like there's
so if Carter Hart plays great,
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe Al Avino gets Coach of the Year.
Maybe it's Philly. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Good stuff. There's our rankings. They'll change probably 15 times between now and even opening night. But as of right now, we'll see. I think the Leafs are the cup favorite.
You got Montreal hot, though. I like it.
I've been critical of them in the past. And
where did you have Montreal again?
I had Montreal three.
Three. I had them at four.
Yeah, it's not like I had them at one.
But I kind of had them at a clear four. I think that it was like Leafs were clear one.
I'm nervous about Winnipeg.
Four was locked in.
I'm nervous about Winnipeg. I'll be honest.
Central is a meat cleaver.
I have them where I have them. And Calgary, I feel like, screams a step back. Like, they took off last year. And
I just was looking at their points. Like, they got 107. Can they get 100 in that
division? In that division, I think they've got that shot. Ryan Dempster coming up on Jays Yankees tonight, how he would handle Derek Fisher in left field. the attack on home runs, is he in on that game? That and more coming up. We'll get to Ryan Dempster next. All right, we'll get to future headlines a little bit later in the hour. The O-Dog speech will be included in one of the future headlines. And we're all waiting on this Mitch Marner news. Who knows when it's going to happen, but... We know it won't be before 7 p.m. That'd be a great troll job. 7:01. Mitch Marner has agreed to terms, whatever happens to be the details.
Yeah.
And we won't get on the air Until next Monday at 4 o'clock.
And we'll be breaking down O's.
Wedding first. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that's a lock. I can guarantee you that. But that's what happened with Kawhi Leonard over the summer. We spent all week. Remember, Johnny,
you were
in
here. I was with you, yeah.
Yeah, all week we spent talking about Kawhi. We sign off on Friday, and I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens. At like 2 in the morning that night.
That's right.
But it was 11 L.A. time.
Yeah, that's it was 11 it was. L.A. time. He's decided he's going to take his talents to L.A.
I remember even how he announced it.
It wasn't really an announcement at all. It just...
It broke.
It broke on Twitter. Chris Haynes was the first one, and then Woj was on it. Yeah. You know, it just was rapid fire.
Yeah.
He's going to L.A., and the details were that he was signing the full, like, four-year deal, and then that turned out to be false.
Yeah.
He signed a three-year deal, and the third year is a player option, so he may bail on them in 2 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Derek Fisher had a night for the ages last night in left field. I mean, it was one of the worst defensive performances we've ever seen, and he's not in the lineup tonight. To chat about that, among some other things, we're joined now by one of our favorites, longtime MLB pitcher, good Canadian boy, and MLB network analyst. Here's Ryan Dempster. How you doing, Ryan?
Wonderful, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. I don't know if you got a chance to actually see the game or the highlights last night, but Derek Fisher, he had a tough night and left, to put it lightly.
The nicest way you could say that.
Yeah, and he's not in the lineup tonight. Now, he's not an everyday guy anyway, but when a major leaguer has a tough night, don't you want to give him a chance at redemption? I mean, would you have played him tonight just to see if he could find a way to redeem himself?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. If I had my choice of managing, but the game's different nowadays. I mean, guys hit three home runs in a game and they don't play the next day.
Right.
You know, because the matchup doesn't work. So, you know, there's something about the mental psyche. The last thing you want to do, like, you know, having a bad day as a starter was the worst because you had to wait 5 days to get back in there and prove yourself again. Whereas when, you know, one of the years I was closing, I blow a save, perfect, get me back in there the next day. All of a sudden I go from the least favorite to the favorite guy on the team again. So, I know he'd probably like to be back in there, but those are going to happen. Those are the ups and downs of being a young player, making your way in the game, and even happens to the best of them.
Ryan, what are you thinking on the mound, though, when you're pitching and you got this guy out in left field booting the ball all over the place, short hopping him? Like, do you say something to him maybe in the privacy of the dugout? Or I mean, at what point do the other players start wondering, you know, you got to be a little bit better than this, even though you're a young guy and you're struggling and learning, but this still is the majors.
Well, yeah, for sure, but I think there goes like the honest feelings you have as a pitcher are when a guy makes an error, you're like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
I needed that, you know? Like, that was big. I made a pitch. It's hard to get out to the big leagues. I needed that. Then he makes another one or he makes a bad play. You're like, whoa, all right, okay. Somebody's struggling here. Now, if all of a sudden they make another one or another bad play, you're like, okay, now I got to put my arm around the guy and give him a hug and sacrifice my own feelings for the better of the team and for my teammate and pick him up.
You got to run the gamut. You go from angry teammate to questioning teammate to supportive psychotherapist, all in the benefit of your struggling fielder. That's well done in the span of one game.
Exactly. Sometimes that's the most important thing. It doesn't show up in the in the saber metrics, but it shows up in the clubhouse. And you got to pick guys up when they have moments like that.
I say you yell to the manager, get this guy the hell out of here.
You know, sometimes it's moments like that, though, where you have a teammate that does something like, game one of the 2013 World Series, and I get to come in an 8-0 game. And I gave up a home run to Matt Holliday that landed like somewhere near the Logan Airport. You know, and it's like, you know, you dream of pitching in the World Series and all this stuff. And we able to get out of it. We win the game, and I'm in the shower afterwards, and Johnny goes, looks at me, and goes, hey, Ryan, look at it this way. If you finished with a 0 ERA in the World Series, nobody would have thought you pitched.
You're on the board, like, baby. You're on the board.
It's a pretty good
right.
point.
I was like, hey, that's right. He knows. They know I was in there. That's right. He made me feel really good from a moment that didn't feel so great.
With Ryan Dempster, speaking of home runs, we've discussed this a lot throughout the summer, and we all know that the season record was broken earlier this week. The home run is all of a sudden under attack, and it's a turn of events that is truly shocking when you consider how important the home run the important role it's played in the history of the game and how celebrated it's been for over 100 years. I can't believe we're in a position, but we are in a position where people are starting to hate on the home run. Where do you stand on these records being broken and what's going on in the game today?
Yeah, you know, hate on the home run, I don't know if I mean, I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, because I think it's more like hate on the fact that there's no other option.
Right.
Like, there's only – it's a walk, right. A strikeout, or a homer. I watched the game the other day, 26 minutes, and all I saw – the only ball in play I saw was a home run. So that's frustrating. Like, you know, not even an out, like a ground out. It was either a walk, a strikeout, or a homer. And so that as a baseball purist sometimes gets me, you know, but the game's changed. I mean, it is. It's not about your batting average anymore. Sure, is it great if a guy hits 300 and hits 40? Yeah, then you got MVPs. But teams are fine with a guy hitting 230 as long as he's got a high OPS. I mean, Rob Deere and Pete Incaviglia have been making a heck of a career right now. Nobody would care that they're hitting 210 because they're hitting 40 bombs. So, you know, it's changed a lot. That's kind of the approach. I'm not a big fan of it. I love the homer when I'm pitching for me. I don't like it when I get, but I just don't like that style of game. But I appreciate how talented some of these guys are. But let's just really be honest. I mean, if we're going to sit here and be honest, and, you know, Major League Baseball is going to be honest, the balls are different. I've held them. I held a baseball in my hand for 20 years.
Can you tell? Can you tell they're different?
I was sitting out in the backfield watching guys throw bullpens down in Mesa, Arizona, and I grabbed one of the balls that they're throwing bullpen with them. I didn't even need another ball, an old ball, to compare. Wow. I was like, whoa, what's up with this? So it's just pure science, right? Like, and I'm not talking about the ball being juiced or the bats being juiced or the players being juiced or any of that. But when you have a ball that has less seam, you know, the higher seams are not there anymore, and you have these lower, tighter wound balls, well, when you add the way guys are throwing 96 to 100 now and players working on exit velocity and driving launch angle, when you hit that ball with less friction, I took physics in high school, the ball's going to go farther. So now the ball that used to fly out to the warning track ends up in the 10th row. And, you know, you're seeing a lot more opposite field home runs than we've ever seen. And I just think it is a byproduct of the baseball. And, people want to dodge around it for some reason. It's just a fact. I don't even think it's juice. I just think it's tighter wound and a little smaller. Hold it up. Hold this year's baseball up. Anybody's listening, go buy one and then get one from a couple years ago and hold it up or hold it in your hand. And it just is different. That's a fact.
With Ryan Dempster. And what I find interesting about this is, you know, a lot of the pitchers have come out and they've spoken out against this. Verlander leading the charge. I mean, Justin Verlander's been very open, very honest. Yet at the same time, you look at his numbers, and they haven't been affected. You know, like, I'm sure he's giving up more home runs, but he's still going to win a Cy Young and have like a 250 ERA. He's throwing no hitters. So as a pitcher, you know, if at the end of the season your ERA is the same, you're giving up the same amount of runs and walks or whatever, does it matter that you just happen to give up more home runs?
No, I think as a pitcher, our natural instinct is to be defensive against that and frustrated with the home runs that you give up, because that's the ultimate, like, you know, that's the worst that can happen when you're out there is a home run. You know, a guy gets all four bases with one swing. So, you know, your natural instinct is to defend that, but you're right, the strikeouts are way up. So if you can hit your spots, which Justin Verlander is doing as good as anybody, even as his career's gone on here, he's racking up strikeout totals. Him and Gerrit Cole, what they're doing down at Houston, you know, it's awesome. You know, we haven't seen this many strikeouts like this. This is like Schilling and Randy Johnson all over again back in Arizona. So, you know, once you get over that and you just kind of accept that home runs are going to be a part of it, hey, let's just make them solo homers and hopefully there's not a lot of them with runners on base. But I understand where he's coming from. What used to be your perfect pitch, a bullpen session would go on, your pitching coach would say, that's it, good pitch, when you hit down and away. Now that very same pitch has a risk of going in the bullpen opposite field, and I think that's probably the frustrating thing.
Always great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this, Ryan. We'll do it again down the road.
Hey, absolutely, guys, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
There's Ryan Dempster, longtime MLB pitcher. Good Canadian
good
boy.
Dude. Yeah, yes.
And see always great to catch up with.
See him down the studios a little bit every now and then, down at NHL Network. Good right. dude.
Are right, they still in Chelsea guy. Or are they in Jersey?
No, they're in Jersey now.
Because the Chelsea setup was beautiful.
We've been down there, too. It is solid as well.
Chelsea Market's a great spot in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider.
Here we go.
It's 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time.
You called it.
Our show ends at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Dreg's tweeting out, quote, now getting the sense the Leafs are closing in on a Marner extension, I guess, contract. And he followed that up by saying, sounding like a six-year term, nothing official yet.
Nothing official sounds really close, though.
But, yeah, if he's saying technically it hasn't been signed, and the term is out. It looks like 6 years.
6 years, 10, 5, 1,
6? Probably around 10, 5, give or take.
With the vanity 1, 6 at the end? Like everyone's got to have 16.
For his number?
Yeah.
Probably, something like that. So, if that's the deal, I mean, what I will say is...
great job by Marner and their camp, I got to say.
It's a spectacular contract. It is. Unbelievable contract.
Talk about home runs. There it is.
Yeah.
Grand salami.
Yes, did Matthews get more and less term? Yes. But you should be happy with that deal if you're Mitch Marner.
Second highest paid winger of all time, right?
Only Panarin would have more. Yeah. I mean...
Well, given if it's 10-5, then Kane Patrick is 10-5 as well.
Kane, yeah.
But... it's
and Ovi's less. Ovi? Right? Ovi's 9.
Ovi's at 9.5, I think.
So, I mean, that's the kind of company. And we know salary cap's going up. You can't say it that way. But if it comes in around those numbers for 6 years, first, great. That's great. It's great news for this year.
It's also great news from, listen, the cap number, we've been prepared for this for a long, long time. He was going to get overpaid. He's going to get too much. And if it's at 10.5 per year, I think that is too much. But still, it's not a crazy overpayment. And I think he's going to continue to perform and be a very good player.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not like he's going to perform at a $4 million rate. Right. And you're going to say, wow, I can't believe this.
Right.
I think what's important if you're a Maple Leaf fan and if you're Dubas and company, it's 6 years. That's not just kicking it down the road.
No.
That's not a two-year bridge.
Yeah.
This is now...
also takes you past Nylander and Matthews.
Yes.
Huge.
And past Riley, which didn't come up enough. If it was going to be a three-year deal, that means Marner and Riley were coming up at the same time.
Yeah.
And you better believe Morgan Riley sitting there saying...
my turn.
I'm going big.
It's my turn now.
Yeah. Yeah. Freddie Anderson.
And Freddie Anderson's up in 2 years. So, you know, the numbers are going to be what they are. We'll find out. Again, nothing official at this point.
Strutty just chirped us. I don't know if you saw
it. Yeah, I saw it.
What a
hashtag hero. Put a C on it.
Yeah, put a C. How now that would be spicy. That would be spicy if out of nowhere Marner got the C.
What a turn of events.
Well, that's one step at a time here.
That's not happening.
Not likely.
I don't think.
An A on the jersey? Potentially. But what kind of domino effect does this have for Mikko Rantanen and for Matthew Tkachuk?
I think it puts... so long as the term is similar, it gives you a great indicator where they are. I think Braden Point says, okay, there's 10-5, if that's what it ends up being. I probably want that or something around that. I'll probably take a little bit less because it's Tampa. State tax is what our team does, so he'll probably go in at... he'll probably get Kucherov's deal or something really close to Kucherov's 9-5. I bet Rantanen comes in almost exactly the same.
As Marner?
Yeah.
He should.
I think
Tkachuk should be real close, too.
Tkachuk will come in less.
Yeah,
Tkachuk won't be 10.
He shouldn't be far off.
I think Tkachuk will end up
what he should and what he will,
But why though? Why would he get something? Why would he be treated differently?
Well, didn't Tkachuk get, what did he get, 78 points last year?
Yeah.
Marner had 94.
No, points.
I know. And
but Tkachuk brings a different element.
Tkachuk played with Michael Backlund. Marner played with John Tavares.
I agree. I'm not suggesting that he's a...
flip the scripts.
Massive lesser player. It's just that you got to take a look at, you know.
Sure, but I'm saying if we're talking, it's not 8.5 if he's a 10.5. Doesn't mean he won't get 8.5 and maybe accept it in the end.
Right.
But if this new universe we live in has Marner at 10.5, Tkachuk should not be 2 million less.
My chart was Point first, Rantanen second, Marner third, Tkachuk fourth. So you want to put 10.5 third, you can go off that scale.
Right.
There you go.
Yep.
Future headlines next. All right, future headlines brought to you by sportsmarketplace.ca, the place to buy and sell all things sports. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. First future headline of the new month of September. Two options. You guys have to pick which one is most likely to happen.
All right.
The O-Dog gives a classy, heartfelt speech that leaves the whole room in tears tomorrow night. Or the O-Dog gives a vulgar, profanity-laced speech that has people shaking their heads.
Which is more likely to happen?
What's more likely to happen?
Knowing O, I think it's going to be a tearjerker. I mean, we know him.
He's emotional.
He's an emotional
But he
guy.
Could be crying and throwing F-bombs around at the same time.
It could be a mix of both of them.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I don't think he wants to make a speech, so if we force him to make one, it's not going to go well.
Which could lean towards
swearing,
yes,
or it could be
a profane,
a forced profane. I hate you guys for making me come up here. Kind of speech.
I wouldn't be shocked if he did that.
Mixed in with some tears at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the first one. Heartfelt. I think he's got some plan. He's playing it cool, but I think he's got more plan than
the entertainment value in me is rooting for the profane one, just because I want to watch it on Monday.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Mitch Marner, I guess this one's kind of been determined. It feels like it's getting there. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, saying that it looks like this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Leafs and Marner, 6-year deal. Mitch Marner signs a contract this weekend, or word gets out who the Leafs are announcing as their captain over the weekend.
Signs a deal, obviously. I think
feels like it.
Yeah. And I think the captain was probably going to wait for Mitch to get there anyways. I think the captain's not till probably closer to the first opening night.
So would we be shocked if this Marner contract doesn't happen now?
I mean, crazier things have happened, though.
Like, you do see where you get close, and then someone says something or does something, or there's a demand, or...
I'm shocked that it took this long. Like, if he ends up signing at six at 10-5,
when by all accounts that's been on the table for a long time,
yeah.
Why did you have to miss, although it's nothing, physicals
anything,
and all that,
but, right.
But why put yourself in this position from a PR standpoint?
I agree.
Like, that's what I have not understood the whole time. I get it if you're like, listen, I think they can give me more. They will give me more. By all means, go for it. It's your career. You've got a limited amount of time to make your money. But if you're concerned about your PR,
yeah,
and the you're taking the same deal that's been there for a while, you would have been a hero if you signed it in June.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just has. There's got to be regret there.
He's a great player, and I think people will just forget about this. But there are some people that it'll be in the back of their mind a little bit. You know,
because he let it go this far.
Yeah.
Just, which,
you know, whether it's fair or unfair. This is business, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. He's trying to sign a contract. But you go out and play well, people, they don't care about this stuff.
Yeah, really but won't. There's, I mean, he was going to have to play well anyway because of the market he's in and because of who he is and the
now,
team.
Now
but now it's like, all right.
That's okay, though. That comes with the territory. Where I think maybe slightly more reactionary because it came this long, but if he signed the same $10.5 million in August.
It's still $10.5 million.
I think people are still like, hey, man, you get $10.5 million. You got to score more than 22 goals.
Yeah.
Great seeing you, Johnny.
You bet.
As always.
Have a good time this weekend.
Yeah, we will, man. You'll hear details 4 p.m. on Monday. We're looking forward to it. We are out of here. We're back Monday at 4 p.m.
And we'll chat then.
Scarborough Nissan is one of the largest volume Nissan dealers in the GTA. And they'd like to thank their customers for the continued support during the construction on Eglinton. Come on in. They're open.
The Nissan Clearout Sales event is on now. Finance a 2019 Rogue Special Edition at 0% APR for 84 months. Or get up to $5,000 in standard rate finance cash.
Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. Visit them on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden Ave. Visit ScarboroughNissan.com.
You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout Sales event is on now. Find great deals on the Nissan Rogue, Qashqai, Kicks, and Sentra online at ScarboroughNissan.com or in person on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.